Amen. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us already the victory over the enemy. And the enemy that has come against us doesn't know this, but we have the victory. Lord of God, you gave us the victory. We know that he can come against us one way, but he's got to leave seven different ways because you're after it. And we praise you for it, Father. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, that the enemy that rises against us comes against you. And when he comes against us, you scatter him. And I praise you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that I command every spirit of faction that seeks to come into this fellowship to go right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask and I pray, Father, that you send your angels out there to scatter them to the four corners of the earth in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, kick them off the earth in Jesus' name. And I praise you, glorify you, Father, for all that you're doing to each one of us. You said in your word, Lord, in your word, you said this, that you would fight for us. And all we have to do is just ask you to do it. And I'm asking you right now, Lord, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Cleanse us from the attacks of the enemy. And I praise you, glorify us, Lord, defy you, Lord, that you are working in us, every one of us, to be that sanctified, holy walk that you want us to walk. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your remembrance to read and study the Word of God to show us how to walk, how to talk, and set our watch before our lips to speak only as an oracle of you, Lord, and not to speak the curse. And I thank you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord. Every prayer that we pray is answered in faith. And I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that all of our brothers and sisters that are standing in faith for their healing has already gotten healed in the name of Jesus, because your word says it. It says in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes you were healed. And we praise you. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Father, that tonight's going to be an exceptional light night, because we're going to be led by your spirit to do and to say the thing that you'd have us to say. And I thank you, Father, for your gifts to be in operation tonight, words of knowledge, prophecies, gifts of healing, all of those gifts, Father God. And I praise you and thank you for it. And I thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be a special night. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I thank you and praise you, Lord, for all that you did right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to you, Lord, for the victory in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it. Praise God forevermore. And for everybody that's seeking healing, I thank you, Father, it is done. This is the turning point for everybody in the name of Jesus. All who want it, say amen. Amen. It is. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb. All right, for y'all, go ahead, brother. Oh, my, I feel the Spirit in here now. Praise Amen. God forevermore.
Our house was approached today by one of the factious members, and they were attempting to share some kind of information, and they were looking for me. But Lana said, you know, Fio's not home, you know, come back when he's here. And so that was it. Praise the Lord there. But I heard that factious demons, they attack weaker vessels first, like basically like a lion attacking a pack. And there's like a straggler behind that's weaker, maybe suffering from rejection or some kind of, you know, infirmity of the spirit. Right? Demonic oppression and so forth. So I just wanted to pray, Father, we rebuke this factious demon from coming to our house again. It is not welcome there. We don't receive anything that it has. And there is nothing that it can prey upon in our house. not on me, not on Lana or the kids, or anywhere near us, or those of our fellowship. And I just rebuke you, Satan, and you have no place there. And I demand that you don't return and just stay away. We don't receive what you have. We don't receive any kind of faction. And we just praise you, Jesus, that this attack was unsuccessful. In the name of Jesus, I pray all this. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. And I command the angels right now to go in Phil's house and around his house and on his property there to run them all off. In the name of Jesus, we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you put up a hedge of protection around Phil's house while he's gone, in Jesus' name, not to allow even them to come up to the door, in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for that. Now, in Jesus' name, I know it's done. And I ask and I pray you do that to everybody in this local fellowship right now, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, it is over. For this demon, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Amen. I believe it. Y'all believe it? No more. No more. Not going to have it. Not in this fellowship. As somebody once said, not on our watch. Glory to God. Amen. Come out of her, in Jesus' name. I was looking at you, Benita. I'm free. Amen. Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, anybody else got a prayer request? Well, I feel good tonight. Y'all feel good? I feel a solid presence of the Lord. Solid presence, glory to God. If you love the Lord, smile. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, y'all ready to hear a good praise song? Good battle song, I think, isn't it? Amen. All right, go ahead. Wait a minute, I got to let you do it, don't I? Okay. All right, go ahead.
Why would I worry when giants come calling my name? 'Cause my God is so much bigger than troubles I face. And why would I hunger for power, riches, or fame? Oh, 'cause my God is so much better than all of these things. So I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I speak to the mountain, tell them it's time to move. 'Cause my God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than me. My enemies scatter, 'cause they know the battle is done. God is stronger, the victory's already won. Oh yeah, he died. my God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than me. Oh, there's no mountain too high, no valley too low. There's no fear that I have, he doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon too strong. There is nothing for God that's impossible. There's no mountain too high, no valley too low. There's no fear that I have, he doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon too strong. There is nothing for God that's impossible. So I won't be shaken. God is bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger. My God is faithful, his promise is true. So I speak to the mountains, oh, tell him it's time to move. 'Cause my God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than you.
God, Lord our God, Lord our God. Woohoo! I've got to get Chuck to learn that song. Lord our God. That's a good war song, ain't it? Thank you, Jesus. My goodness gracious alive. We're going to listen to it Friday night, whether they like it or not, Bill. If I had to sing it myself, boy, that'd be a disaster. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes. Amen. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request? Yeah, Isaac, go ahead, brother.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Great to see you all tonight. It always is. I have a prayer request for me. First, I want to repent. I want to explain something. So most of my day is kind of spent at work, that's kind of where my interaction with people. And I've been getting real frustrated here lately with I don't want to say they are coworkers, but they're not coworkers. They're like operations, right? And, you know, and I'm in maintenance and, you know, we do our maintenance thing and we're in that department. Anyways, so I have to go to a lot of meetings. I mean, they do meetings. They'll plan a meeting for a meeting, right? And it is unreal. And my time is so small to get all these projects done. And, you know, I'm trying to plan a $250,000 project later in the year, another $200,000 project. I mean, I got a budget that I have to account for that it's just too much and it's fine. And I'm very, very thankful for all of this. But here's where I'm getting what I want prayer for is because we had these meetings, and before I got there, there was a lot of blame being bled on maintenance because operations, I don't mean this mean or rude, kind of what they do is not tangible, right? They may, production managers, well, we're having discussions with operations. Okay, well, I have to fix a machine, or I have to write code, or I have to do robot programming, whatever it is. And you know whether it works or doesn't. But it's constantly we're getting blamed for stuff, and the tide has totally turned. Like, the Lord has been in my favor. And I don't mean this wrong. It sounds terrible, but there's a gentleman who's been there 35 years, and he was the production manager. He just got let go because we proved our case so solidly. Not against him. I actually really liked him a lot. But they're catching on that, hey, people are just casting blame rather than taking responsibility. The problem is this, though. I find myself at these meetings. Some of the people that's been trained by this fella still try to point fingers, but they have no basis or facts behind it. But it's my job to come up with all the facts and the data and all the trends and all the analysis. And honestly, I get frustrated because not only am I doing that in these projects, I have people just from all walks of life giving me projects that are not my bosses. They just give me projects. I got a 2-month project from a gentleman who I've only met once or twice and it has nothing to do with me. And I don't understand that. And I get real frustrated. And I try to explain to him, I don't have time to do this, but they think it's okay. And they'll email my bosses, hey, this is what we agreed to. I'm thinking, no, I didn't agree. But man, I'm getting frustrated. So I said all that to say this. Maybe I shouldn't even explain my case. Maybe I should just repent, but I try to hold it together. But I find myself running through this in my mind. Like, I can't imagine getting out of my lane and telling somebody else how to do their job. And then even to the point to where I've talked to myself about it, that's terrible. That is terrible. And I just want prayer to be able to turn the other cheek when they ask for my shirt, give them my cloak also. I may have messed that one up, but you get what I'm saying. But, I don't have time for all this, but the Lord knows how to make time, right? And I want to repent for getting frustrated. And sometimes I'm pretty stern with people as far as my answers. And I don't want to be that guy because I've been that way back before. And I don't want this to turn – that guy's dead and gone. And it's Christ that lives in me. So I want to repent for – being maybe too, my yes is, I do keep it yes and no, but maybe I should be a little more tenderhearted about it because I can be I don't want to say difficult because I'm entertaining their thoughts even when they don't make sense. I know that sounds rude, but that we do run into that. But sometimes I'm a little too stiff on them. And I'm not talking about operators. I know better than do that. It's more a management thing. And not my managers. But it's just people that need to focus on their job. Let me focus on mine. Let's work together. And I'm losing my cool. I'm saying a prayer. Y'all feel free to jump in. Michael, I know you've seen this before. All you guys, y'all been there. Y'all seen this stuff before, different facets of life. So anyways, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, that we can come to you and repent. And we can expect a change of mind. We can expect the mind of Christ. And Lord, I want to go in this with boldness. And Lord, I'm thankful, man. These people really treat me good. And Lord, I thank you for the time that you've given me. And Lord, thank you for the ability to get these projects done. And Lord, thank you for the wisdom to be able to say no politely and to do my job. But do it politely and try to understand where they're coming from because, Father, they have an authority figure coming down on them too. Maybe they're not my authority, but they have it too. And help me to understand it, Lord, because, Father, I've lost track of that a few times. And if I do have the time and I can do it, Lord, I thank you for blessing me to do it well for them. And it's just a test, Lord. My last job, my boss was my coach, like that dream. And maybe this is too, you know, Lord, I know I've talked about brotherly love, and at times I haven't been brotherly loving. Help me, Lord, because that's imperative. And I believe you've done it. And I thank you, Father. You're such a good God. And I thank you for all these people's prayers and their faith. And I thank you for the healings. And Lord, I'm excited about what you're doing in everybody else's life and ours too. And thank you for my brothers and sisters here. It's really wonderful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, I ask and I pray that you would give Isaac supernatural wisdom to prioritize everything that comes to him in a way and be able to convey that prioritization to the people that come up and ask him to do things that are needless and would hinder his work. And Father, I ask that you give it to him that you would give it to him and place his heart in a way that it would be not a confrontational issue, but a way of learning for them and himself. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that he has already got that in his mind. And I ask you to bring it forth when it's needed and the supernatural love in his words to make them understand, in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it. I believe that mountain has moved already, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Anybody else want to pray? Well, thank you, Lord. It is done. I believe it. Amen. Yeah, Andrew.
I'd just like to add a little bit there. Yes, Lord, we also ask them to perhaps convey to the people just how long it may take to do some of these things in a very polite manner. And to prioritize by asking if it's his superior, what is the priority here, too, if he's already doing something. So, Lord, just give him a right demeanor and a right thought on how to do this and how to deal with these worldly people. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. How many of you know God can give you supernatural intelligence in your work? Amen. He can do it. And I believe you got it, Isaac. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I believe too. Michael, you still remember that? I'll say this real quick and let it go. You remember that time we prayed together as a group, all of us, about that project? I didn't know what I was going into at that air hub because somebody else commissioned it. And I just wanted it to work the first time. Never seen it in my career. And remember when it did? That was tremendous, man. That is just unbelievable. And it was so cool. Thank you, Jesus. And that same thing's happening there.
Thank you, Jesus. Only Jesus can do that. Only God can do that. I know what you mean. Sometimes it takes weeks to get programming straightened out, if not months sometimes, depending on how big the job is. Glory to God. Does. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, let's see. So Wednesday, I was supposed to be in court and I ran off to Wisconsin. But, you know, praise the Lord that they are not going to, what is it, threaten me with contempt of court for not showing up to the subpoena. And so Bill won the case, my property manager. And Dorothy, the lady we've been praying for, she lost, and now she has to pay even more money to cover all the fees and things that he brought up that she had, you know, damaged or destroyed. So now, instead of receiving her deposit back, which was like $2,000, I think, she has to pay $1,800 on top of it. And so she's devastated, and like, I don't even know how to pray for this, because we want favor with our landlord, you know, because we live in his house, and I've had no reason to He's given us no reason to have to think ill of him, right? Which we're not supposed to anyway. But I'm saying he's treated us well. And I don't know the drama exactly between Dorothy and Bill, but I mean, she's devastated. She couldn't even afford an attorney for this case. And now she's got to pay money on top for damages to this rich guy, you know? And I mean, he's happy that he won the case. He wasn't happy that I didn't come to court. You know, he only gave me 5 days notice, which you're required to do at least 10 days. So I have a legal right not to, you know, attend. You know, even though they manipulated and tried to get Lana to go in my place, you know, there's three kiddos. What are you going to, you know, it's just, he's blinded. And, you know, Lord, I just give it up to you. You know, I pray for Dorothy, Father, that you just give her a supernatural way to get this money to Bill that she has to pay, and that you're going to comfort her heart. You know, she just lost her daughter during all this turmoil in a bad way. And Lord, I just ask you to pour out your mercy and your ministering angels, you know, to both of them, to soften Bill's heart. You know, maybe now that he's won, maybe he'll, you know, back off. I don't know. And Lord, we're in the middle of all this. We had nothing to add to this case, even if we did show up. But Lord, may your will be done here. You know, maybe Dorothy just needed that one final knockdown to say, you know what, Lord, I give it all to you. And man, let it be so, Lord. We praise you for that, Father, because we prayed with Dorothy. I prayed with her. And Father, we call her into the kingdom. You know, just give up all this faith in the arm of the flesh and just give it up to you, Lord. And we praise you, Father, that she's going to come in. And that she won't be in despair. She won't be depressed and angry, Lord. Just fill her heart with the joy that only you can give her, Lord. And we pray that you just soften Bill's heart, soften his heart, Lord. And we just want your name to be praised in all of this. It's very complicated, and I praise your name that your will be done.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father. Yep. Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Okay, Lana.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to add to Theo's prayer and make a confession. Last Friday, the constable arrived at our door with a subpoena during the sisters' prayer meeting, and I took a quick look at the subpoena and gathered that Dorothy had subpoenaed us after promising not to. And it wasn't until, I think, two nights later that Theo and I were talking about it that I realized Dorothy had not subpoenaed us, and it had been Bill. And he had also told us that he would not subpoena us, but had, which is history. But my confession is that when I was under the impression that Dorothy had subpoenaed us, I allowed my feelings and my imagination to take hold of that. And I did not feel very kindly toward her. I did not want to say kind things about her. I didn't say a lot, but I also shared with the sisters my thoughts about what I had observed with Dorothy. And the Lord, and that was it on the sisters' prayer meeting. But the Lord convicted me, because this has happened once before, where I had misunderstood a situation and I allowed my mind to run away with a person who was not actually at fault by thinking negatively of them. And even if there weren't very many thoughts, the feelings were definitely there. So I confess that before the brethren, because this has been shared publicly. And I want to just thank the Lord that y'all have stood with us and prayed for the Lord's favor over our household, that Bill and Dorothy get this fixed. And I do, I know I don't have to like Dorothy, but we have been loving to her to the best of our ability as the Lord has led us. And I don't think I would do anything less for her if she asked. But I want my heart to be clean before the Lord as well. And so, Father God, we do bless Dorothy. We don't curse her. We sympathize for her situation, Father God. And we thank you that if we can help her in any way, even just with our prayers, Father God, we thank you for using us and continuing to teach me, Father God, to not be hasty in drawing conclusions and judgments and letting my feelings run away with things, Father God, regardless of whether they turn out to be differently down the road or not, Father God. She did not deserve my frustration or criticism, even if she had subpoenaed us, Father God. And I thank you for this lesson. I thank you, Father God, for the repentance you put into my heart and conviction, Father God. And once again, we just bless Dorothy, and we thank you for working all things together for good. And thank you for your continued favor over us through Bill. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, you know what's going on between these two factions. And we ask and we pray, Father, that you utilize everything that's been done over this last many months to bring them all to you, Father. And I thank you for that. I break the power of Satan off of the lady that was sued in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for bringing her into the kingdom in a humble way. And I thank you, Father, as she does that, that you answer her prayers for help. And I thank you, Father, it is done. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you go see Bill and whatever the lady's name was with him in this venture. I guess his wife. But Lord, I ask and I pray that the humbling of the lady that was sued brings a spirit of love in their hearts. And I thank you, Father, for asking, placing it in their heart to forgive all in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, we're going to see the victory for your love on both of them in Jesus' name. Does everybody believe that? That's a mountain that can be moved. Glory to God, glory to God. And I praise you, Father, that it is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ooh, I can't believe that's going to happen. I do. All right. Anyone else? What do I see? Oh. Go ahead, Claire.
Hi, everyone. Hi. I have so much to be thankful for and so much to praise the Lord for, but this is something that is very cool and it's very, very small, but it's huge if you think about it. So where we live, everyone's got tattoos. I'm not against tattoos, right? Like, I don't care. Some of my family members have tattoos, but you get some that are so viciously Antichrist, you know, like it's just next level demons looking straight at you kind of stuff. And those are generally the kinds that we see around where we are. And it's like everyone's got them, right? Plain sight, don't have to look hard. And so I used to just pray that I'd be blind to it. And I'd pray that the Lord would keep the people in their homes while I'm out. I've prayed different kind of prayers over the years. But what I did pray this time was, oh Lord, let me see beauty. Help me to see more beauty. And you won't believe it, but I've seen such beautiful tattoos in the past couple of days. This one lady had these gorgeous daisies tattooed on her, like her upper arm where her bicep is. And I saw another lady just now with a ballerina tattooed on her ankle. Like, really beautiful. I mean, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to like encourage my children to do it, but I just thought that's so cool that the Lord will work with me and help me pray, you know, just pray wiser, I guess, or pray better. And it's just been so wonderful to see that prayer being answered. Like, it's so good. And he has sometimes kept people in their homes, and he has sometimes turned my eyes blind and I haven't seen anything, you know. But this time I've seen beauty, and it's been such a joy. And I just want to thank him for hearing our prayers and answering not just my prayers, but all the prayers that we pray. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Rayon, you may go home one day. I'm just saying. A butterfly on the ear.
I'm going to say that.
Oh, my.
There is nothing wrong with Rayon's face, for the record. He's just fine.
That was quick, Claire. That was quick. That was a good recovery. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my. Anybody else? Anybody else got a prayer or comment or testimony? Yeah, Juanita.
Yeah, I just wanted, prayer. My daughter works for Amazon, and she's taking the month of May off. She got approved for a leave for a month, so she's taking that month off, and then she's just planning on quitting. And so she doesn't have anything else lined up. She's just going to quit, and she's going to live off her savings for a while and see how it goes and decide what she wants to do. And I'm not really sure what she's going to do. She's not really sure either yet. So I just, you know, it's like probably 3 years ago, if she would have done this, I would have freaked out. But I'm just excited for her. And I'm excited for her to leave Amazon and that, you know, just that situation. And I just know the Lord's going to do great things and work in her heart to just help her find the right thing for herself that is for her. So Lord, just thank you right now for everything that you're doing in her life and just bringing her into the kingdom. You know, right now, you know where she's at, you know where she needs to go, and you've got your way of doing it. So I just praise you and thank you right now for all of that. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for putting peace in Benita's heart about it also, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. She's in her job is in Seattle.
She needs to pray about boobs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they said that you have to come back into the office May 1st, and she doesn't want to be in the office in Seattle. And so she said, I guess I'll just leave. So that's kind of what instigated the whole thing.
Amen. Well, I understand they're laying off a bunch of folks on Amazon. Since I think the last figure I saw was 27,000. That's a lot of folks. Yeah, Missy.
I just wanted to share, I've had this, trial, this battle, trial with, getting knots in my back and my shoulders and headaches and stuff. And, last Wednesday, I did fudges. I groomed fudge, and you know, I have this battle where with the enemy, you know, I'm always confessing, thinking in my mind and casting down the fiery darts of the enemy. You know, the enemy tries to tell me, you know, when you do, you know, things that I'm not used to or I haven't done in a while, and I work my arms a lot or stuff like that, that I'm going to get this. And and there have been lots of times where I've groomed fudge, you know, give her a haircut, and I would get all knotted up and all doing that. Well, I went through doing her grooming and all, and it didn't even bother me at all. And I've been doing things here lately that that I'm not used to, and I've been fine. I'm just like, praise you, Lord. You know, of course, the enemy didn't want me to give this testimony either, because he's saying, it was trying to say, now you give this testimony, because you give this testimony, then the enemy's going to attack you. Well, that's not me. That's the enemy trying to tell me that. That's not, you know, so I rebuke that. And the enemy, you're defeated, and I'm delivered from this. And no more. Praise you. And I thank you, Lord, that I'm healed and I am delivered. And and I've been, you know, I just feel this strength in my body. I've been more active here lately, getting some things done around the house and stuff and all, and some other things. And I just feel this strength coming back into my body, you know. And you know, another thing is I'm gonna go out on a limb here. You know how I asked Tuesday for prayer about the ants? Well, I had been dealing with them for a couple of days or whatever, or something. I had been noticing them and stuff, and I'm like, Lord, why do we got these ants? You know? And I got to thinking about it. I'm like, you know, asking the Lord, why do we got these ants? And what popped into my head was about what it says about the ants in the Bible, you know, especially I think it's Proverbs 6 or something. I forget where it's at. Anyway, you know, and it has a whole rendition about the sluggard and stuff like that. And it was just like the Lord said to me, you know, and I even told my husband this. He says, you got ants because, you know, it says, look at the ant. They're always busy, you know, basically kind of thing or whatever. And I told Merle, I said, the Lord told me that we got these ants because we're being, you know, I actually read the verses to him. It said, we're not keeping after things around the house like we should, you know? And to be honest with you, you know, I see all these things and I get discouraged. Because I don't want to be, I know in the past the Lord, you know, the whole Jezebel thing, you know, like major projects that need to be done around the house. And the only way we get done is if I just took charge and said, hey, we need to do this. And I would just like, you know, just take charge of it, you know, and he would, my husband would agree, but I would kind of like push it, the whole thing. And the Lord forbid me to do that. But now it's like the Lord saying, you know, you can say, you know, we need to do this and we need to do that, you know, and I'm going to do that, you know. And so the other day, I just told him, I said, the very day that I told him about all this, I started in the kitchen and I started going through all the cabinets, cleaning all the cabinets and taking everything out and blah, blah, blah. And I asked him if he would help me, and he did, you know. And and I just, I attribute part of that, me feeling better in my body and the enemy not attacking me is because of that obedience. And so I just praise and thank the Lord. And like I said, I feel this strength coming back in my body that I haven't felt in a while. And it feels good, even though I've been like, my muscles have been a little sore, but not knotted, you know, not like that. Like the other day, I felt a little bit of that. And I'm like, no, I rebuked it. And I laid down for a little bit because I was tired, you know. But, you know, I felt fine then, you know. And I was like, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I just felt that I need to share that with you because I just really felt like the enemy didn't want me to because I had all these fiery darts coming into my head. You know, that's like, here's your sign. You know, when you're thinking about sharing something, the enemy starts shooting all these fiery darts at you. Yep, the Lord wants me to share it because the enemy wants you to keep your mouth shut. You know, and that's when you know you need to open it and give a testimony. So praise you, Jesus. Thank Amen. You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, God. For the victory. Thank you, Father. Amen.
And right. While I'm at it, I'm going to share something else. I don't know if I know some of you know this. I'm pretty sure Julie knows, and I think Michael knows. And I can't remember if I shared this, but
just a long story short.
No, I didn't say that. Isaac said it, but no. But anyway, when the Lord told us to sell things and all and give to the saints and all, well, I really felt like the Lord wanted me to sell my bike. My bicycle. And I've had that posted for quite a while on Craigslist since September, I'm pretty sure. And I've only had like two bites on it. And I haven't felt to reduce the price on it. And this one woman offered me and made me an offer. And I asked Merle about it. I said, what are you thinking? So I counter-offered. She didn't want it. She didn't email back or whatever. And I kind of felt like the Lord was saying, this is a test to see if you'd really give that up, you know? And I had thought of that, and I had mentioned it to Eve, and she said the same thing. And so since I decided to... back when I decided to sell it or whatever, or actually when we did that 8-day fast thing, the Lord told me not to ride it at all during that. And I hadn't ridden it since then, but I just felt like the Lord was telling me, I just had this sense that the Lord was telling me it was all right to ride it. So I've ridden it 3 or 4 times now. And that's part of the reason why I feel this strength coming back in my body, and especially my legs. Oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe what riding your bicycle does for your legs. But anyway, and so I kind of have a little bit different perspective on it, you know. But it's like I enjoy it, but I don't enjoy it, kind of. It's I'm like, I don't know how to explain it. I have a different perspective on it. It's not so much for my flesh, fleshly enjoyment, but it wasn't, you know, before I was like almost kind of like in a competition with myself riding it, but now it's not like that. But anyway, so and the Lord knows I like to pray in the spirit when I'm riding my bike. And I just love his creation and all too. Cause it's, you know, in the country where I ride, but I just, and my time for having it listed on Craigslist runs out May 4th. And so I'm not sure if the Lord wants me to list it again or not, but. And I still tell the Lord, if you really want me to sell it, you know, if you really want it to sell, I know it'll sell, but you know, I'm not absolutely sure, you know, 100%, but I have a good conscience and I feel good about riding it. So thank you, Lord. whatever you plan for it. Because it's not electric. it's not a cheater bike. It's called an Electra County bike, but it's not an electric bike. Oh my gosh, electric bikes are expensive.
That was for Theo, not you, Missy.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. That's all right.
But anyway, so praise you, Lord. Amen. I thank you, Lord, for the little things and the big things, and
yeah,
for all the things that you're doing in each and every one of us. And yeah. I believe, Lord, we are all healed and we're seeing that manifested. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You know, I'd like to have a mountain bike if I had the time to ride it, but I don't have the time to ride it because I love to ride a bike too. Okay, Gayno, you're through.
Are you sure?
Go ahead, Gayno.
Okay. I just wanted to give a testimony. I've been dealing with, or had been dealing with vertigo for quite a while and just a lot of weakness in my knees. And I've just been thanking the Lord all day long that the vertigo is gone and I can, yes, I don't feel like Jesus. I'm going in circles and dizzy and all that stuff that goes with that. And it's just such an awesome feeling. It's like, oh, I'm normal. And I even noticed that going up steps is easier. My knees don't bother me like they were then. So I just thank you, Lord, just for your healing.
Praise God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank awesome. You, Lord. That mountain's gone. That mountain's gone. Praise God. That's awesome, Gayno.
I was wondering because, you know, when I was trying to put my garden in, you know, that up and down and looking down and then up, oh my gosh, it was really, really tough. But today, no problem whatsoever. And so it's just been awesome. And the fact that my knees felt stronger too was just really a bonus too. So I was just, thank you, Lord, for everything you do for us. We just praise Amen. You.
Thank you for your healing powers, Lord. We right. praise you for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, Miss Claire.
Hello. So this is for Geneva. I saw your prayer request for your little one, and I want to give a testimony, and then I'll pray. We have a friend who her kids kind of get sick quite a bit, and often she'll cancel stuff with me, which is quite disastrous for me because we don't have a lot of friends and we don't get out. So I've been saying to her over the years, because she lives a fair way away, and I've said to her, look, just don't worry about it. My kids aren't going to get sick, and when we get there, we'll just pray. And it's taken a few years for her to cotton onto that. She is a Christian, but she doesn't obviously have the faith or the teachings that, you know, the Lord's graced me with. So I'm try and be quite weak with her. Anyway, it's gotten to the point now where she doesn't even tell me when her kiddos are sick. So we get there on Tuesday and the youngest is just lying on the couch, completely out of it. And I walk in, I'm like, oh, she's ill. And she's like, yeah. And we just continue on and I can see she doesn't even bat an eyelid. So this is good. We don't see them that often. And then the little one just starts vomiting. So I say to the kids, come, let's just pray. So the mom like just goes and gets a bucket, and the rest of the kids, we all stand in a little circle and I start praying for this child and rebuking but rebuking and loosing and binding. Within 10 minutes, the kid's happy and she's looking at toys and stuff. And then we got to see them the next day and she was running around completely healthy and normal. And that's just the power of Jesus, right? That's got nothing to do with me. So we should always be binding and loosing. So I'm just going to pray for little Micah right now. In the name of Jesus, I command every infirm spirit off of that child in the name of Jesus. Every poor fleshly human doctrine of teething, vomiting or teething illness, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. This child has been born into a family of believers, into a family of faith. Therefore, the child is
covered by the blood of Jesus, and there's no way that any weapon formed by the enemy can prosper. We command healing into that child right now, into the very DNA, into every oxygen molecule that that child inhales. It's going to be oxygen that's been infused with the power of Christ through the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for setting them free from the sin of from the curse of sin and death. And thank you for your perfect healing every time, Lord. We bless Geneva's household. We bless Morgan and we bless Micah. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Just thank you, Lord. It is done. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I like it. What was that you said? Every molecule infused with what? With air?
I said every molecule of air is infused with the power of Christ through the Holy Spirit.
I like that.
I'm reading the tiny little children's book about healers, Christian healers, and we're reading John G. Lake, but it's really just, it gives the bare bones for the kids, because I'm not about to read all of that stuff for myself. I'd rather read the Bible, but I'd like them to know about people other than you and David who do that. And I read something, like he said something similar. So I've been just praying that, and it's been quite a blessing, really.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Every molecule in all of us filled with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Joe.
Does everybody agree with prayer of agreement with me? My laptop battery, it's a lot of reasons, but doesn't matter. We're going to bring back what you stole from me. Lord, thank you for the, it could be a lot of reasons for the battery, my laptop, signs of, need to be replaced. I don't accept that. I just don't in agreement with you. I'm standing faith for, you back what you stole from me. I will replace a new battery. Thank you, Father, for a new battery. Amen.
Amen. Lord, you can infuse that battery with brand new life in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Father, that he's got a brand new battery in that laptop right now. In Jesus' name, it's going to last him till you come back, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father. It's going to be a supernatural laptop battery. In Jesus, amen. Yes, just like new. Thank you, Father. Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. It's done. It is done. Is that you, Megan? Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
I need prayer requests. We, under a tornado warning, they had a touchdown at Tyler. It's pretty heavy. I mean, not power lines down, so we need prayer.
Okay. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Wherever Megan is and her family is and her friends is, this storm is not going to hit in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, for it. We thank you for your protection around about her and all of her family and friends. And we praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. And she's going to see this storm system go around her. And then she's going to praise you and tell folks that you're the one that did it. And we praise you for it, Father. Not only that, Lord, I pray that this storm system that's going up to Arkansas goes around all of my people in the name of Jesus. And that it, like it has many times before, it goes around every one of them in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your protection upon our loved ones and all your elect too, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yep, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke the deep state that's forming them, getting them going in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for bringing them down. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Father. It is done, Megan. You'll be fine.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. She's not even going to lose electricity. Thank you, Father. Lord, hallelujah. But we need her on the outreach here. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Does everybody here know that Satan's defeated and we ain't got to worry about him? Lord of God, he is so defeated. He is under our feet. There's lots of word in the word that tells us that he is defeated. He is, we have dominion over him. And he has for his breakfast, lunch, and supper the dust off of our feet. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. And don't you never forget it, Satan. That's right. He ain't got no armor. Jesus took it away from him. He ain't got no defense. Jesus took it away from him. He ain't got no authority. Jesus took it away from him. And who'd he give it to? Lord of God, he gave it to us. Jesus is Lord God of all things. Praise God forever, evermore. Lord of God. That mountain's got to go, ain't it? I love that song. Thank you, Marilyn, for suggesting that one. I'm going to hound Chuck until he gets it on a regular beat coming into us. I'm going to make his life miserable until he gets it up there. No, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that. Maybe. I'm just saying. No, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. All right. Amen. Texas, Arkansas, and Tennessee. Mississippi, Louisiana, all of those they've been targeting here, all these southeastern states or southwestern states. Thank you, Father. And Missouri, too. Thank you, Father. And the Midwest, too, yeah. All right. Anybody else got something they'd like to share or a question? We're just going to be led by the Spirit tonight. What do you think? Farmland, yeah. Lord, we thank you for no flooding of farmland now. In Jesus' name. I understand they're coming against the rice. They're wanting to outlaw rice. These people are nuts. Yeah, and when 3/4 of the people in the world eat rice to live. Somebody had their hand up. Who was that? Okay. You know, this sovereign God thing that we've been reading, how many of you have felt like I did these last couple of times that we've read it? How many of you have felt like I did that all this craziness that's going around us don't mean nothing? It don't mean there's nothing that they're doing out there that God ain't allowing them to do it for a reason. You know, we have to look at these things sometimes over and over again in order to get it up here and in our spirit to understand God's in control. We don't have anything to worry about. I mean, I can look, you can, how many of you ever looked at the news and said, oh my gracious, I can't believe this. What's going to, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know? And then you go back and you read this third chapter of Sovereign God, you say, oh, okay. All right, I see God. I see what you're doing. Y'all know what he's doing, don't you? He's going to show him who's boss. Yeah, that's right, Theo. What is new? There's nothing new under the sun. Boy, to God. Amen. Yeah, it really has put me at peace this week when I got into this and started studying it and answering those questions, you know. This is awesome. This is awesome. How many of you are getting anxious because of what's happening in the world? Raise your hand. Don't you dare raise your hand. Well, I'd be like a duck after a June bug. You know what I mean? Faith, man, faith, you know. But yeah, you can look at that stuff and get, I'll tell you something else. How many of you have looked at your bank statement and said, how am I going to make it? Good gracious, how am I going to make it? Yeah, really. We can't make it next. Good gracious. And then you think, oh, I need to ask God to help me out here. Because he said, what did he say? He said, I'll supply your all your needs. And that's if eating and doing things that you're supposed to be doing that he wants you to do takes money. And so, Lord, we thank you that you have provided all that we need on time, every time. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for getting Matthew Stewart on there. Glory to God, here he is. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing, bud? He began to talk like a Tennessean every day. Hey, Michael. That's good, brother.
I do got some prayer requests.
Okay.
And a testimony, if now's a good time.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
First one is Elisha. He was on his mother's hammock there in the front by the two trees. And he fell off. Well, there was a stick coming out of the ground. And so it pierced right here and went all the way through to the outside here. I got the bleeding stop, and, you know, I put a little bit of hydrogen peroxide on the outside just to clean it that way. But he seems to be doing pretty good, you know, holding up like a trooper. He actually didn't even cry when I put the hydrogen peroxide on. So, tough little boy. So I just want to have you all agree with me with him, for him. So, Lord, we just thank you that you've healed that cheek all the way through. There won't be any bad side effects, no scars, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that he won't have any sensitivity to salt or anything like that when he's eating. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, that he didn't hardly cry. And I thank you, Father, that there's not going to be a scar. I thank you, Father, as soon as he lays his head down on that bed, that scar is gone in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, he's going to get an all-night sleep tonight. Wake up in the morning and come in there and show Daddy. Daddy, it's gone. My boo-boo gone. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I believe it. Yeah, no pain, no infection. And it's healed in Jesus' name. There's a lot of rocks out there under that thing too, isn't
it? Yeah. I'm actually, you know, surprised that he actually found a stick.
Yeah, really?
But you remember that one time he fell off of Jeff's porch and got himself right there.
Yep.
Barely missing his eyeball.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for protecting his children and all of our children. In Jesus' name.
And the testimony is we prayed for Shoshana with the fever the other night. And we put her to bed. And the next morning, she didn't have a fever. So praise the Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Lana.
Hey, I wanted to ask for prayer for Maximus. So we have fire ants around here, and I think my boys might have finally learned not to mess with them. But I've noticed something interesting is that Gabe has gotten bit by them, and I haven't heard a peep out of him. Theo has gotten bit by them, and he's just like, Mama, I think I got bit, but I'm not really feeling anything. And he says that in order to make himself feel better for taking his little brother to the fire ants who gets bit and is hollering at the top of his lungs. So it looks like Maximus is the only one that's sensitive to the red ant, fire ants. And I don't care for that. I'd rather he be immune to them just like his other brothers are, because little Gabe has these tiny little welts on his feet from the bites. But like I said, I've never heard him cry. And this is the kid that is ripping and roaring with his sandals at the front door or at the back door the first thing in the morning to get outside. So, Father God, I lift up little Max to you, and I thank you so much for the amount of fun they have outside, and they love to explore, and they like to mess with the ants, Father, and I wouldn't mind if it wasn't for the fact that it hurts. So, Father God, I come against the sensitivity, this allergy or irritation, whatever it is that causes Max to cry so hard from these ant bites, and I forbid it. We bind up this curse in the name of Jesus and command it to leave Maximus alone so that he can enjoy nature and that he doesn't have to worry about fire ants just like the rest of his brothers don't. I thank you for this grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord. We thank you that Max has got alligator skin. They can't bother him anymore. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right, Geneva.
So the van situation continues. I got out one morning. I was like, I'm going to go get myself to the store, and I'm driving, having faith, and wet's on me. And anyways, I sat there, and Morgan came and gotten it, and I had faith, and Morgan had faith, and we just kept praying, and Morgan was trying to get it to turn over, just wouldn't do it. And then finally, I was just like, Lord, all peace. I'm going to have my mind just be at peace in Jesus' name. Just turn on Jesus' name. And it turned on. And this time we were even further away from home. Like, we were a good, like, 12 miles or so. Made it all the way home. Praise the Lord. So, we seriously sat there for about an hour trying to get it to come on. And we just kept on. And Morgan's like, should we get rope? And that's when I just finally just had peace. And we both prayed, and anyways, when Morgan got out, he was like, I was praying the entire way. So that van has really been increasing my faith.
Praise God.
Well, the Lord has, but he's been using it. So anyways, I might need to get myself a bike.
No, you won't. Listen, I hear what you're saying here, and what you're saying is it. Once you got into rest, the faith came.
Amen. Exactly.
Amen. Praise God. No, that's a faith builder there, boy.
Yes,
don't
it
get rid
is.
Of that one. It hadn't gotten you in any trouble yet, has it?
No, thank goodness. I mean, praise the Lord. It got me where I needed to go, and then it quit. But that's okay. It started back up. Just took some time.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just send your mechanic angels out there to fix that van, keep it going from now on. She'll have it, and it won't ever mess up on her again, or Morgan, again, as long as they have that van, in Jesus' name. How many of you know that God can do that? Glory to God, yes, he can. Praise God. Hey, Anna. Y'all been having a little trial there, huh? Okay, Benita. All right. And what else? Excuse me. What is that? Is that a mouse?
That's a little rabbit. Baby rabbit. Yeah, a little baby rabbit. I'm trying to feed right now. Yeah. Just sharing.
Is that Amen. Easy? Yeah. Is that Ezra behind you?
Yeah. That's him. Yeah. Say hi, buddy.
Hi.
Hi, buddy. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, peace is good, isn't it? Amen. I don't know why it is, but it seems like the boys always find a little trouble here and there, doesn't it? All right, anyone else? Well, you know what they got going on over here, Isaac? Over there where Brandy and them live, somebody has turned loose their domestic rabbits, and they've cohabitated with the wild rabbits. And they got some funny looking rabbits running around over there.
Yeah, that's pretty wild, man. That'd be a whole different type of rabbit. And some of these domestic rabbits get huge too, man.
Yeah, this what we've seen there that is that one of the culprits is a huge rabbit, huge black rabbit. It'll make those cottontails get up there and waste some poundage too, won't it? That thing will be running around looking like a swamp rabbit.
Good hunting.
Oh, man, I love them swamp rabbits, man. They're good. You can put about two or three of them in a tow sack. That's how big they are. Yeah. Amen. All right, anyone else? Man, David had a salad out of our garden the other day. It was awesome. Butter crunch. How many of you know what butter crunch lettuce is? That's good. That's the best kind, in my opinion. It's sweet and crunchy. Better than romaine and iceberg, by far. Yeah. Butter crunch is what they call it. It's what they call it. It's good. It's delicious, fine. All right. Anybody else? Anybody got something they'd like to talk about? Because this is going to be a potpourri night. Yeah. I took some to the Bible study the other day, Phil. I had one person want some. Anybody got a question? Yeah, Joe.
I posted the verse there. Just want to ask the intersite, could that be actually bread or bread and flesh that the ravens give Elijah to eat when the Lord sent him to the desert? Or to the brook, not the desert. Could that be actually bread or is it? What's it?
That's just bread. Kind of flesh?
Bread has to be made. So it's not just like they can pick up something.
Man, he can make them ravens do anything. They probably got a stove up there in one of them, one of them nests or something. Bread and meat, yeah. Either that or they stole it. You know how crows are.
There would be a lot of stealing.
I don't know how God did it, but he did it. We know he did it because he's in the Word, you know.
Yeah, no, it's
that's about it, John. I remember the story of, what's that guy's name? It's on site. It's got a book about all his praying. He was a praying guy. He's the guy that got up in the logs, hollow logs, and prayed. and bringing people to repentance. GI, I can't think of his name. No, it wasn't Wigglesworth. I can't, David's got it on the site. But this guy went to a, he was a prayer guy. The book is called, is about praying. And he was a man of prayer. And he was going to this place. And they had a schoolhouse there that he wanted to have a meeting in. But the guy that owned the schoolhouse was a heathen. And he was real belligerent toward Christians. And anyway, he wouldn't give in to allow them to have the meeting there at that schoolhouse. I believe this is the way that went. So he decided to go ahead and pray, go out in the woods and pray. He did it a lot. He'd go out in the woods and pray. Brantley? G.I. Brantley or something like that. Anyway, he found him a good log, and he crawled up in that log. Yes, that's it. And he crawled up in that log, and the Lord fed him. No, it wasn't Ian Bounce. The Lord fed him acorns. He'd had a squirrel. Yeah, that's him, Julie. G.C. Bevington. Yeah. And the squirrel would bring him acorns and drop it down in a knot hole every day, and he'd eat those acorns. But he was praying, and he prayed that God would do something to allow him to have that meeting there. Yeah. And I'm kind of fuzzy on this part, but anyway, this long story short. Can I say that? Long story short. Anyway, anyway, he prayed. God answered his prayer. And the guy that was, actually, he was kind of a, he liked to drink too, the guy that wouldn't let him use it. Anyway, he came to the meetings. And anyway, he got saved, and it was awesome. That's a good little book. He didn't have faith, instantaneous faith. He had that enduring in your faith type of faith, you know, where he had to pray until he got the right, until he got faith to believe. And yeah, Missy.
Prayer of importunity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Because, you know, when we pray, we just believe, bless God, it's going to happen right then. That's the way I believe. You can have both kinds of, you can have instant faith, instant healing, instant all of that, or you can have the other kind too. Either one of them works. It's just a whole lot quicker to just go ahead on and believe. But anyway, that's a good book. It's really a good book. He sold it in a very good way. Anybody else ever read that book? Julie, did you read it? Yeah, that's a good book. It's been years ago that I read it, but it was a good one. Praying Through. Yeah, that's what he called it. Praying Through. Yeah, Julie.
The book of Benjamin once said, it's if you go to the books under books and you just scroll down all the way to the bottom, it's like third from the bottom in the list there. That's where it is.
Interesting character. Back in turn of the century, wasn't it? Or before that, maybe, in the 1800s. Might be before that. I don't remember. Been a long time. Okay. Anybody else? How many of you? I've got a question. Have utilized Ephesians chapter 3 prayer to bring someone into the kingdom? Anybody ever done that? I remember reading Kenneth Hagin's testimony about bringing his brother, who was an alcoholic, wasn't with the Lord, and he came across Ephesians chapter 3, 16 through 21. And what he would do, he would get down on his knees. Actually, he'd do both of them. He'd do Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, and then do the other one also in Ephesians 3. But he would insert his brother's name in that prayer. And he said within 10 days, his brother came to the Lord. He would break the power of Satan over him. And then he would pray this prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto, insert the name, a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of, insert the name, heart enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and when the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to that working of the strength of his might, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly place. How many of you know that's a lot of power? That's a lot of power. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things in subjection unto his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. And then he'd go over that he would grant, insert the name, according to the riches of his glory. I'm in Ephesians 3, 16. That, insert the name, may be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inward man, that Christ may dwell in, insert the name, hearts through faith to the end that, insert the name, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strong to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that Joe Blow may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be the glory in the church in Christ Jesus unto all generations. And he said he did that numerous times during the day for 10 days. And his brother came to Christ because of his prayers. Now, I'm not saying this is a law, but how many of you know when you pray, the word of God is powerful? Yeah, it is powerful. It is powerful. Has anybody got somebody in mind that we can pray for? I ain't got enough time to tell you how many I need. Lord of God. But I've been doing it not quite as often as Hagin did, but he was intent on getting his brother brought in quickly. And that's what he did. He prayed that prayer every day. Numerous times during the day. He'd go in his church. He'd go pray and he'd tell his wife, said, I'm going to be in the church for a while. And he'd go in there and just pray and pray and pray. Lord, I just ask that you place it in our hearts to pray for our family members, to bring them in, that you would bring them in. I know that you've already told us promised us that you're going to do that. Lord, we want to see them into the kingdom and doing your work. We don't want to see them just come in and go to heaven. We want them to come in and do your work, Father. Thank you, Father. We ask that in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I want to see my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about my natural brothers and sisters, in the kingdom helping get the gospel out. They ain't got a clue. Yeah, they do too. I'll rebuke that in the name of Jesus. They're going to have a clue. They're going to have a clue. Marvin, David, Alnette, Sue Allen, all of you, you're going to be saved in Jesus' name. So get ready. All right. What else? Anything else on anybody's mind? Yep, that's right, Julie. 36 and 100 for every one of them. Yeah, Joe.
Could you talk about just some ideas on giving out tracts and pray for somebody? Remember I asked you on that, chat about tracts?
Pray for who? Tracts. Oh, yeah. You gave me a question here a while back, didn't you?
Yeah.
How to approach people with tracts. I just take go up to them, stick it in their face. Well, y'all laughing. Yeah. Y'all want one of these? No. You go up and introduce yourself. What I always do, I just go up to them and say, hey, would you like to have one of these? Because I gave out those at the time that I was doing that. I didn't know anything about David, but I was using Ray Comfort stuff. And I'd hand those out to him. And it was the gospel in the pamphlet itself. Give my kids, I'd have those corns with me, you know, give them a corn that had the Ten Commandments on it. Just be real friendly. That's what I did. Just go out. I would even go out in Walmart parking lot and put them on the cars. Stop at a gas station and put it in the gas thing when I got through, you know. I don't know how many people came to Christ over it, but I bet you there'd been one or two of them. That's that kind of evangelism is real easy, actually. It gives you a reason to talk to people and just open up to them about what Jesus has done for you. Give your testimony. Have your testimony ready for them. And give your testimony to them and tell them, you know, I used to tell them, hey, look, I'm 50-something years old. It took this long for God to get my attention. I hope it don't take that long for you. You know, that kind of stuff there works in a lot of people. I don't know how many times this has happened, Joe. I go up to them and say, hey, are you a Christian? Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. What church you go to? I go to this one over here. I said, over where? Well, you know, that one over yonder. What's the name of it? Well, it's, I can't remember. I've had them do that to me all the time. I said, okay, I see where you're coming from. You lying devil, you come out of there in the name of Jesus. No, I didn't do that. But you just talk to them. And I, it's a lot of fun for me, it was, because I like people and I get to meet a lot of people doing that. And one time I came across some Jehovah's Witnesses. Teenage girls that were out, you know, they send those girls out, boys too, to hand out tracts and books and all kinds of stuff, you know. And I saw one coming up. She came up to me and said, wanted to know if I would take one of her books. I said, I'll take one of your books if you'll let me pray for you. And I started putting my hand on her. She took off running, boy. they don't allow you to lay your hands on her. I was going to pray for her. I knew what she was going to do. I didn't mean to scare her. I just wanted to see what she'd do. She did. She took off. I did one time. I had a friend of mine with me. And we was in the hood. That's where he was from. And he was a black guy. He was a good guy. I loved him. And I asked him one day, I said, you want to go with me? He said, yeah. And I said, I'm going to be out there evangelizing. He fixed to start a church. I said, come on. We'll just go have some fun with all these guys. He said, okay, Michael, I guess so. And so he went with me. And first guy we ran across, this great big monster of a guy sitting on a 5-gallon bucket out there. Whitlip something with his knife. And I started that Ray Comfort stuff. How many of you know what I'm talking about when I say the Ray Comfort stuff? How do you know you're a Christian? You know, that kind of deal. How do you know you're a Christian? Well, I can tell you how you ought to find out how you're a Christian. Well, okay. All right. Well, have you ever stolen anything? Well, yeah, I've stolen it now. So what does that make you? Well, I guess it makes me somebody that took something. I said, no, it makes you a thief. Then I'd ask him, I said, you ever, you know, and go through that whole thing that Ray Comfort went through and just call him what Comfort would always call him. You remember what to call him, don't you, Phil? He would call him all of those names, a fornicating liar and all of those things, you know. And this great big old guy, you know, he's looking at me like this, you know, and this preacher guy behind me, he's kind of backing up a little. The guy was real nice. He was a real nice guy. And I was able to talk with him and give him some tracts and things. And we just had a real good report. After that, he said, Michael Harris said, I ain't never seen nobody as bold as you are. I said, it's not being bold. It's Jesus in me that's being bold. I want to see everybody saved and brought into the kingdom. And if that's the way you got to do it, then that's God, that's what we'll do. I'm not saying that's what everybody needs to do. I'm just saying that's what I did because that's what I knew at the time. But it was a lot of fun. And he invited me to his church. Once he got a church, he invited me over to his church, Missionary Baptist Church. And he had a pretty good crowd there. And I snuck in there one Sunday morning, tried to. And he said, no, you come on up here. He saw me. He said, you come on up here. I said, no, I'm going to stay down here. He said, I said, come on up here. And everybody out in the audience said, y'all, you got to go up in with him. So I went up there. And he said, he asked me if I'd lead the prayer. I said, yeah, I want to lead the prayer, but I want to ask one question first. And I asked him, I said, is anybody out there need a healing? I said, God's fixing to heal you. And this little old lady came up there. And she was bent over on a cane, walking up there, shuffling her way up there. I don't know, she had to have been 75, 80 years old at the time. And I prayed for her, and God healed her. I mean, just miraculous. She came up out of that. I said, now stand up in the name of Jesus, straight. And she did. She said, oh, praise the Lord, praise. You know, I just went crazy, you know. And the whole week, everybody that needed prayer that day got healed in that Missionary Baptist Church. In that Missionary Baptist Church. And it took about an hour to get everybody prayed for. And God healed every one of them. And I told the guy, I said, well, okay, I guess I'm through praying now. You can go ahead with the service. He said, man, we done half service. Glory to God, you know. We did. We had a great time. It was awesome. I'd rather preach in those kind of churches than any other kind of church. I'll tell you, it's good. They're good people, all of them. That's enough about my little antics. Has anybody got anything they'd like to talk about? Do we need to pray about anything? Has anybody got something we need to pray about? I still got some of those coins up there in that little box up there. Some of those little coins from Ray Comfort. I still got some of those things. I noticed the other day I had a few of them in there. Now, I see, Missy, are you doing something on your phone? Are you playing a game? Yeah, okay. Right here in church time, you playing a game. Okay. All right. Yep. Everybody's good. I'll tell you something about the JWs and the Catholics over in the Middle East and Africa. they do not like the word, and they will kill you over the word. That's what they're doing over there. They have gotten together, the Catholics and the JWs, and have martyred 31 of the missionaries over there. Now, we prayed for them. What I'd like to pray for is faith to be instilled in these missionaries. Faith to do anything that is necessary. And that is, if you need books, ask God. If you need somebody raised from the dead, raise him from the dead. If you need somebody healed, heal them. Because it doesn't cost anything when you use God. So, Lord, I do. I ask and I pray right now that you give the leaders over there the knowledge of what faith is. And faith is all it is trusting you, that you're going to back them up when they pray the prayer of faith. It's God in them. You're in them. And they don't understand that they are, make them understand that they are a new creation in you. And that you hear every word that they say. And that you're going to answer every prayer that they pray. Because they're doing your work over there, Father. And they don't need to trust in man. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you separate them from this trusting in man and start trusting you. And I praise you to glorify you, Father. If it takes translating people over there to teach them faith, Lord, I ask that you do that in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that it is done. It's going to be done in Jesus' name. And Lord, I'd like to go myself. I'd love to go myself. And I know many people here would like to go over there. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. I praise you, Father, that in the days ahead, there's going to be things that we see that this song we just got through listening at is going to be real popular because those mountains will be moved by the power that resurrected Jesus. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for placing Jesus in, at what was that word that she declared used while the corpuscle? Is that it? Your cell? Whatever it was, Lord, I just fill us up with you. Fill us up with you, Lord. Every cell in our body be filled with your Holy Spirit. My, 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 my. Thank you, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that if we think something that is coming from you, like getting the gospel out or teaching faith or whatever it is, Father, that bam, we'd be over there helping those guys out. And bam, we'd come right back when we got through. Thank you, Lord. Like you did David so many years ago. Over in that Eastern Orthodox Church. Only, Lord, we want to be out there in the field with them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Because I know you're going to have some men lined up to be doing that, Lord. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Ooh, my, my, my. Just like Megan down there in Texas, where tornadoes are threatening all around her. She don't have to worry. She's in the rest of God because she knows that the prayer of faith has got her protected and all of her family and her friends protected in Jesus' name. Just like many years ago when I at home prayed the prayer of faith that all of those tornadoes would go around me. And they did. There was two of them went right not a half quarter away from me. And Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And those many times here, me and David prayed. tornado right over our heads coming down. We could hear it sound like a big freight train coming after us. David hollered at me. He said, we need to pray that out of here. I said, we are, brother. We are. So we prayed, and it went, it's gone. Just dissipated right then. Lord, you've shown us your power through our lips. And I thank you, Father, for doing that. Now we know that anything that we pray for is going to be answered. Right, Bendy? Benjamin? Go ahead, brother.
I want to bring Karen's little brother. His name's Juan. He has a problem with smoking marijuana. And he's very disobedient to his parents because they keep telling him, don't do it, but he continues to do it. And, you know, I visited them the other day and I had dinner with them, and he came out and he was very obviously under the influence of it. And the dad was very embarrassed, very shaken that I saw his son that way. And, you know, he was worried that, like, I didn't think he's 19 years old. And, his dad, Karen's dad, Diego, was very embarrassed and ashamed because he thought that I would think less of him and that he didn't have any authority in his household or anything like that. And I didn't at all, because Juan knows it's not good for him. But I just want to bring him up to your, bring him to your attention, Lord, that Juan is lost in this deceptive or not very good behavior that a young man should have towards his parents, that he should see your light, Lord, and that he needs to be renewed and to be shown that these things are not good for him, and that his spirit can really be affected by these things. I want to bring him to you, Lord. I want him to see your light the way you showed me your light, Lord. Give him a revelation of your light and your glorification, Lord. I want you to do mighty work for Juan, because he has such a kind heart, but he's lost to the world, and he's lost in this disgusting habit that he has. I want you to save him, Lord. And I want you to bring peace to Karen's family in this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We break that power of marijuana off of Juan right now in the name of Jesus. I command you by the power and the blood of Jesus to leave him right now in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask and I pray that you grant repentance to him. Bring him in. He's already delivered. We've already prayed the prayer of faith. We all believe. We thank you for it, Father, that we're going to see a turnabout in Juan in the next week or so, in Jesus' name. We declare it and decree it. Everybody believe that? Juan, you come Amen. Into the kingdom in Jesus' name. And we do. We give thanks and glory to you, Father. Glory be to God, because your grace and your mercy is all upon Juan right now, in Jesus' name, because of the prayer of the saints right here. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that Diego is going to be surprised of the change and the turnaround in his son. And we praise you, Father, that he's got his son back. And you've got your son, a new son. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Everybody believe it. I believe it. I believe we're going to see a change. And I've got his name down here, and I'm going to be praying for one. Amen. Tell Karen she's fixing to get a new brother.
I will right now.
Yeah. Glory to God. Is she there? Bring her on the TV.
No. I'm just going to say that. Told me about that prayer chain, but I didn't bring it up. So I'm glad you did.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
This is a huge prayer fight night for everyone.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Jesse. Yep. Some of the relationships that are influencing him in drugs too, in Jesus' name. Yep, that's good. Thank you, Father. It says he's 19. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Hey, Vanita, I got a question for you. Are you awake? I'm just asking. Why don't you think about you and Nick coming down for pot blessing next month? What do you think? And Morgan too. No, not Morgan.
Frank.
Yeah. Frank.
Frank. Amen. I would love that. We got this little puppy and
bring him too.
Keeps me. Yeah, that's what I'll have to do.
Yeah. Well, pray about it.
I'll be praying about it.
Okay, that'd be good. Yeah, Izzy, come on. Come on, brother. Bring Ezra with you. What is that a picture of? Yeah, Andrew and Ben, y'all come on down too.
It's on you.
I found a planet in my game that looks like this, and this is one of the aliens that look. It was my teammate.
Oh, okay. Is that a kangaroo?
No, it's like it has a shrimpy tail. I
know. That looks pretty neat. That looks pretty neat. Yeah.
This one?
Did you draw that?
Huh? I drawed it just like what it looks like. So I can show Daddy.
Yeah, you're a little artist, aren't you?
Yes.
Glory to God. That's awesome, buddy.
15 creatures that live there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a long tail one there, boy. Amen. Yeah. My goodness. That's good. You did good, bud. Is that painting or is that drawing?
No, it's drawing. It's not painting.
Drawing. Okay.
Well, you're good.
You're pretty good. Keep at it.
I draw the other ones I found.
Okay.
Come on, look even more.
Amen.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, brother. He don't mind talking, does he? Praise God. That's good.
It'll keep going. Let me tell you. He had a long conversation.
Amen. Go ahead, Claire.
I just have to say that those drawings were fantastic. All my kids came running when they saw that I was looking at some artwork. So even though you can't see me, I can see your drawings and I think they're beautiful. And I know the Lord thinks they're beautiful too. I have a prayer request. It's for my aunt. Her and her husband have just relocated to another continent. And I went and checked online where they're going to be staying because I don't know about that town. I've never really heard about that town before. And one of the first things that came up was a shop called Coven of Witches. And apparently everyone in the country just flocks to the shop because there's so much going on. And my aunt and my uncle are saved. They're the ones that took me to church. And that's when, you know, the heart change happened for me. So I'm always grateful to them for that. But people are very vulnerable when they move. And she's had to go through a lot. She's had to put some of her pets down with the relocation because she couldn't take them with her and things like that. So I know she's fragile. And they are staying with people that are not yet saved until they on their feet with family members and such. So I'm going to pray, and if you could all just agree with me, because the Lord is putting this on my heart quite heavily for them. Father, thank you so much for Sue Ann and Bruce, and thank you that you see the end from the beginning. And Father, I know that they sought you for this, and I know that I believe they're in your will, and I believe that too, Father. And I know that nothing can take them, no man can take them out of your hand, Lord. However, Lord, I know that the enemy prowls around like a lion seeking whom he may devour. So I pray faith, spirit of faith into Bruce and Suanne, spirit of discernment and knowledge. Father, I pray that you would rekindle their love for your word, and that you would draw them closer, and that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on them, that it would rest heavily on them, and that Christ in them would awaken again and know that he is, and they would know that he is Lord of their lives, and that they do everything to glorify him. I rebuke all witchcraft, sorcery, faction, distraction, rebellion, overwhelm, anxiety, and fear off of them in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave. You have no authority over God's elect. Thank you for calling them. Thank you for choosing them. Thank you for your goodness and graciousness, Lord. Thank you that you never fail. Thank you that they will have only good reports to speak. Thank you for good provision and perfect provision for jobs and homes and cars in such a miraculous way, in such a quick fashion, Lord, that they will be gobsmacked by your goodness, and that will bring them to their knees, and it will just make them realize how big and beautiful and perfect you are. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do for every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. We believe it with her. We thank you, Father. It is done. Everything she prayed is answered. And we thank you for it, Father. That mountain's gone. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise God forevermore. Well, all right. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, we're out of time already. Man, long story short, it's over. Amen. Amen. Well, Lord, we thank you for this night. It's been a fun time for me, and I know it has for everybody else too, because we know that our prayers have been answered. And these prayers, we're going to see the testimonies come through in the next week or so. And we praise you for it, Father, in the name that's above every name. Jesus, Lord of God. Thank you, Father.